ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 चत्वा Sudustyaja
Surepsita
Raja Lakshmi
Dharmishta
Arya
Vachasa
Yad
Agad
Aranyam
Maya
Mrigam Daitayepsitam Daitayepsitam Anvatavad
Vande
Mahapurusha
Te
Charanaravindam Chatva Sudustyaja Surepsita Raja Lakshmim Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagad Aranyam Maya Mrigam Daitayepsitam Anvatavad Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Come on, move up some more. And leave some space here. Come this way. My goodness, to organize this. Leave a space so that more people can come, more men can come. And the ladies can come this way. And the chair can come this way. And don't put it right there, put it right here. Yeah. But maybe not quite so close to the door because something might happen. No, right here is good. Yeah. Hare Krishna. I think that's good. Patye. Pasur Vasantu, pull up a chair. Okay. Come on in. Hare Krishna. Good. Yeah, you can sit in your Prabhupada. That's good. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanchako Pitarubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes? I can't hear you.
I'll miss out the class. Can I put on the microphone?
Can you put on the microphone so that you can hear the class?
And a few devotees are there.
Few devotees are there. Okay, there's a second purpose for the microphone. Sure.
I cannot hear someone. Just wondering. It's okay. Just be careful.
Bring that close. Yeah, bring that far. And it's not in front of Prabhupada, I hope.
No, it's not. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine with me. We turn it on. That makes a difference. And yeah, I guess that's as far as it can go, isn't it? But that's good enough. Okay. And it's not so bad in here. Face out that way. So this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. In this verse, we find a description of the activities of Lord Ramachandra. Vande Mahapurushate, Lord Ramachandra's Mahapurusha, Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purushottam. So Mahapurusha, we're ordinary Purushas, ordinary living beings, but the Lord is the greatest person. Vande Charanaravindam. We offer our respectful homage at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chatva Sudushyaja Surepsita Raja Lakshmi. The Lord has six opulences, Bhagavan, and one of his opulences is Vairagya, renunciation. Hare Krishna. Yeah, everyone please let's check our cell phones and make sure they're tame. And you're just sitting right in the place where you're blocking anybody else who might want to come. So please move in. That's better. And welcome. Would you like a chair? Yeah, bring. Why not bring a couple of chairs so that more people, and then everyone else can again move up. Hello. We're paying for all this space, we might as well use it. And if I were thinking about it, I would get rid of that table too. We're not so stuck for space. We get some more stuff. In fact, you can take that table. Have no need of it. We can go elsewhere. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Maybe there's still a chair in my room also, I think. It's still there. You'll find one chair sitting in my room. We have a lot of chair candidates. All right.
So one of the opulences of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is renunciation.
Jatva sudustrija surepshita Raja Lakshmi Dharmishta Arya Bhajasa Yadagada Ranya Dharmishta. Lord Ramchandra is known as Maryada Purushottam. He exactly sets the standard of the highest ethical behavior. This is not going to help us. That child should go someplace far away. He set the highest ethical standard of conduct. When Arya Vachasa, Arya means his father, Vachasa, by the words of his father, he left Agadaranya. He went to the forest, Dandakaranya. Without question, he didn't say, this is not fair. You're an old fool. You're controlled by your wife. I'm not going to listen to you. He accepted, yes. Whatever you say, that's all right. Dharmishta. My business is not to enjoy the kingdom. My business is to perform my prescribed duty. So the father is like the guru. He's in the superior position, Arja. So whatever he says is to be accepted. So that's all right. You want me to give up the kingdom, and you want me to go to the forest, that's all right. I'm happy to go. Not that if I get to enjoy the kingdom, then I'm in a happy position, and if I can't enjoy the kingdom, then I'm angry. No. My duty is whatever my father tells me. So you tell me to sit on the throne, that's all right. You tell me to go to the forest, that's all right. No, he was unattached. Anashrita karma palam. Not attached to the fruits of work or to the benefits of being the son of the king. Karyam karma karoti. He's just, whatever his duty is, that's what he's ready to do. Mamavart manuvart ante manusha partasa. Because whatever the great person does, everyone follows. And Krishna is the greatest person. So he sets the standard. Lord Ramchandra sets the standard. He's Krishna himself. So that others will see the example of ideal conduct. So he went to the forest, Agadaranya. Although he was the heir apparent, and everyone in Ayodhya was after him, please stay, please stay, please stay. Or if you're not staying, we're going with you, we're going with you. No, you go back. I'm going to the forest alone. As a matter of dharma, dharmishta. Not that my principle is whatever pleases my senses, that I'll do. Whatever is my duty, that I'll do. Sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakri. He's actually a sannyasi because he's performing his duty. So the Lord Ramchandra did that. He accepted exile in the forest. And while in the forest, the Ravana came and stole Sita Devi, kidnapped Sita Devi. And Lord Ramchandra
went through so much trouble to find her and bring her back. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says that Lord Ramchandra was illustrating the problematic nature of householder life. Because he had a wife, he had to protect her, and then so much trouble with the Ravana, and then getting her back. So, and feeling so much separation from Sita Devi while she was missing. That also illustrating the two things: attachment of householder life, and on the higher platform, the attachment between the Lord and his spiritual energy. The Lord and his energy are always together. But when they're apparently separated, then there's this feeling of vipralamba, separation, in which there's higher exhibition of or experience of love. When they're together, then the love is very strong, but when they're separated, it becomes still more strong. Well, that was experienced, although it seems that Ramayana is a great tragedy and there's all this sorrow and grief and despair and so on. And Ramchandra is separated from Sita and Sita is separated from Ram. But actually, they're both experiencing transcendental ecstasy in Vipralamba Bhav. That same mood is shown in Vrindavan when Krishna apparently leaves for Mathura and Dwarka. Then everyone in Vrindavan is plunged into this feeling of Vipralamba Bhav, separation from Krishna, in which the experience of Krishna consciousness is still greater than when Krishna is manifestly present. So that, and Krishna also, when we read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find how Krishna in Dwarka is feeling separation from the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Therefore, he's sending Uddhava with message for the Vrajvasis. And Krishna is always thinking of them. So, here, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagad Aranyam Maya Amrigam, because of the false golden deer shown by Mricha. The Maya Mrigam Daita Yapsitam Anvatavad. Out of fondness for his wife, he agreed that I'll go run after that deer and capture it for you. But it was Maya Mrigam. It was a false deer. This Ravana had a plan that he said to Mricha, that you appear, you take the form, you have mystic powers, so you take the form of a golden deer and you distract Sita Devi, you enchant Sita Devi with that form and distract Ramchandra, bring him further and further away. And while he's pulled away, chasing you, I'll capture Sita. That was the plan. Mricha said, if I do this, then Ram will kill me. And Ravana said, if you don't do it, then I'll kill you, right here and now. So then Mricha agreed that better to be killed by Lord Ramchandra than a rascal like you. So Mayamrigam, he took the form of this false deer, and Lord Ramchandra pursued that deer into the forest, running after him. Then, as planned, the Ravana captured Sita Devi. This is the business of the demons. They're always interested in capturing the Lord's energy for their own enjoyment. Sita Devi is the Shakti energy of Lord Ramchandra. So the demons aren't interested in the Lord, they're interested in his energy. Sometimes they directly worship the energy of the Lord, the Shaktas. They're worshipping Durga, they're worshipping Kali, or they're worshipping Lakshmi, or they're worshipping various energies of the Lord, but not the Lord. And while worshipping the energies, there are purposes that you're able to give so much, so give me. Give me money, give me health, give me a nice wife, give me a good husband, give me a new house, give me a better job, give me. They want to exploit the energy of the Lord, and they're praying to the Lord's different agents, please bestow upon me your mercy so that I can enjoy this material energy. And the kshipramhi manushe loke, what is that? Kshipram bhavati karmaja, like that. They very quickly grant, yes, take it. The Shiva, Lord Shiva, is known as Ashutosh. He's very quickly pleased. So he gives benedictions. He has full facility because his wife is the goddess of the material energy. So Shiva and Parvati are able to give all material benedictions. But those benedictions are Maya. The benediction of the being able to have some facility to enjoy in this material world is Maya's gift. So the pious persons are praying to the demigods or to the Lord for the gift of being able to enjoy in the material world. And the demonic are just not praying, they're just grabbing. But their purpose is the same. Let me enjoy in this material world. The difference is that some are legally trying to enjoy, and the demonic are illegally trying to enjoy. Their purpose is the same. Let me enjoy in this material world. But the demonic, by force, and the godly persons by cooperation with higher authorities. In any case, their goal is, let us enjoy this illusory nature. Let us be happy in this material world. That's not possible. For Ravana, certainly it wasn't possible. And even for the pious persons, we may enjoy for some time, and then it will be taken away. Mrityu sarva harascham, death comes, everything's taken. And even while we're here, we're trying to enjoy, but it's problematic. That was illustrated by Lord Ramchandra. That is... by having such a nice wife, he had so many problems also. That also Chanakya Pandit says, there are different enemies in household or life. What is that? The father who dies in debt is an enemy, because then the son is obliged to pay off the debt. Suppose now that they don't give a damn, but it's supposed to be the duty of the son to pay off the debt. So if the father dies in debt, he becomes like an enemy. He's imposed so much burden on the son. And Mata avyabhichara, if the mother is loose, she's an enemy. Nowadays it's very common that the wife marries again a second husband, but the son is like the representative of the father. It's said that if the son is still alive, then the husband is there in the form of the son. So in the presence of the son, or that is, in the presence of the husband she's marrying again, so she's an enemy in household life. Even we see in the so-called modern status of affairs, the mother is marrying again, and then the child has a new father and a new this and a new that, and it's all supposed to work out hunky-dory, happy. But there's so many under the surface resentments, or on the surface, above the surface resentments. So if the mother marries again, or she's playing the field, then she's an enemy. And if the wife is too beautiful, then she's an enemy. Parya Rupavati Satru. Then she's an enemy. Because, first of all, the man becomes too attached to his beautiful wife, and he can't dream of detachment. Come on in. There's a chair here if you'd like. And there's another chair here. Lots of chairs, in fact. You don't get chairs. But you get to come up more because people may want to come in. More, all the way over here. My second job is traffic cop. So, Parya Rupavati Shatru. The wife is very beautiful, so the husband can't think of Krishna. Prabhupada told that he was married to his one lady, his wife, but he didn't like her very much. And he proposed to his father that, "I'd like to marry a second wife." And his father told him that, "My dear boy, actually it's Krishna's blessing that you don't like your wife, you don't think she's very beautiful." He said, "That way you'll always see Krishna as beautiful." Bhaya Rupavati Shatru. She's too beautiful. First of all, the husband becomes gaga, over-enchanted. And the second thing is that there's always anxiety that some Ravana is out there with his eyes on my wife. So having such a beautiful wife becomes an anxiety. So she's the third enemy. And Putra Shatru Apandita. And if the son is a fool and a rascal, then he's an enemy. So these are four enemies in household or life that make trouble. So the Lord Ramchandra went through so much trouble on account of his exceedingly beautiful wife. But finally, after so much trouble, he got her back with the help of Hanuman, Sugriva, and the monkey army, and so many devotees helping him. Lord Ramchandra was able to reclaim Sita and return to Ayodhya and assume the throne. But then, Chatva Sudushyaja Surev Sita Raja Lakshmi. Lakshmi. Sita Devi is Raja Lakshmi, the supreme goddess of fortune. Surev Sita, whose favor all the demigods are trying to get. Everybody, all the godly persons, they're always seeking good fortune. They're always seeking wealth. Again, the demons just want to grab Lakshmi Devi. But the devotees, or the pious persons, seek the favor of Lakshmi Devi. So, Sura Ipsita, Raja Lakshmi. Or the devotees seek the favor of the goddess of fortune for getting the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, we're praying to Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, because by the grace of the energy of the Lord, one can get the mercy of the Lord. If we try to directly approach the Lord, it's very difficult. But if His merciful energy recommends us, then we may be accepted. Therefore, we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Praying to the first to the energy of the Lord, for getting the mercy of the Lord. Well, this is the attitude of the suras, the demigods. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Suraya. They're always looking toward the lotus feet of Vishnu. And for getting the mercy of Lord Vishnu, they want to get the mercy of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, for being engaged in devotional service to the Lord. Materialists, pious or impious, want to enjoy the energy of the Lord. And the devotees want to serve the energy of the Lord. Hanuman had no interest in enjoying. He wanted to serve Sita Devi, serve Lord Ramchandra. The devotees want to see Sita and Ram together, or Radha and Krishna together, Lakshmi Narayan together. And the materialists are always trying to extract the energy for their own enjoyment. This is the difference. So, Surev Sita Raja Lakshmi, that Raja Lakshmi, whose favor all the demigods want to get, Sudushyaja, and who's very difficult to give up. Sudushyaja. Jaja means giving up. So, having regained Lakshmi Devi, Sita Devi, after so much difficulty, and when she was so faithful to him, so always thinking of him, so attached to him, then to give her up was practically impossible. But Chatva Sudushyaja, Surev Sita Raja Lakshmi, because there was some talk among the subjects that this Lord Ramchandra has accepted Sita Devi, even though she was in the custody of some other man. So see how attached he is. So just to keep above any suspicion, he gave up the company of Sitadeva. Sudhisthira. So difficult to give up. No one wants to give up his wife. Come on. No one wants to give up his wife. And especially such a super qualified wife, the goddess of fortune herself, his eternal consort. And yet, Lord Ramchandra did so. Chaktva. This is the opulence of the Lord. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashasya, Jnana Vairagya Yoscha. Vairagya is one of the six opulences of the personality of Godhead. Wealth, fame, beauty, strength, knowledge, and renunciation. So Lord Ramchandra, after all of that, gave up Rajalakshmi, Sita Devi, another sign of his unlimited opulence. Vande Mahapurushate Chodanadavinda. So we offer our respectful obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, who performed these pastimes, who was so obedient to the word of his father, who was fixed in Dharma, and who therefore went to the forest, who ran after the deer just to please Sita Devi, and finally who renounced even his beloved consort for the sake of higher principles. This verse can also be read another way, as glorifying the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no difference between Krishna and Lord Ramchandra and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was shown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Shadbhuj Murti. Maybe you've seen the Shadbhuj Murti, in which two hands are carrying the bow and arrow of Lord Ramchandra. Two hands are carrying the flute of Lord Krishna, and two hands are carrying the danda and water pot of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna and not different from Lord Ramchandra. So this verse has also been read as describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaktva sudhisthira surepsita rajalakshmi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his very young and devoted and beautiful wife, Lakshmi Devi. And still, and who could give up such a qualified young girl? And she was, again, the goddess of fortune, the eternal consort of the Lord, and completely dependent on him. And the Lord's father had expired, so the Lord himself was the only shelter of his mother and his young wife. But Chaktva, the Lord, gave up his happy home life. Yadagad Aranya, and took sannyas
Agada Aranya means going to the forest. Sannyasi typically goes to the forest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did that. He traveled through the forest, same forest, Dandakarani, uplifting even the animals. Chaktva Sudhushtrija. However difficult, however hard it might be to break such attachments, the Lord gave up Lakshmi Devi. Dharmishtha. Odds as a principle of dharma, perfectly fixed in religious principles. Arya Vachasa. Arya also means a Brahmin. There was one Brahmin who was prevented from joining the kirtan in the house of maybe Srivas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform sankirtan every night with his intimate devotees. And there was some Brahmin who was prevented. No, you're not. No, sorry. Full house. So he became angry and he broke his thread and cursed the Lord. I curse you to have no material happiness. A curse. I curse you, you'll have no material happiness. So, Arya Vachasa, these were the words of the Brahmin. And in accord with the words of the Brahmin, Lord Chaitanya gave up his materially happy home life. Of course, to be cursed, you'll have no material happiness, is a great blessing. The curse of this material world is material happiness. The result of material happiness is suffering. Yataragre na. Vishayendriya samyogad yataragre mritopamam. From the contact of the senses with the sense objects, man and woman and so on, there's a happiness which in the beginning is just like nectar, but pariname vishamiva, it becomes a source of so much hard work, so much trouble, so much anxiety, so much like captivity. And the more we want to enjoy, the more we have to suffer. That's the nature of this material world. And not only in one lifetime, but in so many lifetimes. So, you're not going to flash that, right? You're going to keep it in your pocket. Good. So, to be cursed, you'll have no material happiness, is actually a blessing. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cursed in that way, and accordingly, he gave up his householder life. Maya mrgam taita yepsitam andatavad. But there was a higher purpose. Maya mrgam means the conditioned souls who are always searching out illusory happiness. Mrga means an animal, especially a deer. The animal sees a mirage in the desert somewhere and goes chasing the mirage and dies. Maya mrga, the illusion of Maya. So the conditioned souls are like that. There's some picture of happiness being held out in front of us and we're chasing that picture. Maya mrga, especially in Kali Yuga. The conditioned souls are thinking, we can have happiness. Sex, intoxication, gambling. Here in South Africa, I see there's a lot of propaganda for casinos.
and how you'll enjoy at the casino. Nobody just wants to go to a hotel anymore. It has to be a casino where there'll be intoxication, gambling, meat-eating, illicit sex. And for this, we're supposed to get happiness. See, they get some prasad. It's okay. So especially in Kali Yuga, people are looking for happiness in the lowest places. They're looking for happiness in the lowest places, and they're getting more and more miserable. Africa's afflicted by AIDS because they're too much interested in happiness. And in so many other ways, this happiness brings suffering, especially in Kali Yuga. Working hard, going to the office, traveling in traffic, paying the taxes. The end of Kali Yuga, not the end, but as Kali Yuga progresses, the taxation will be so oppressive that people will voluntarily go to the forest just to escape the government taxes. They'll be so squeezing, so tightly, squeezing out people's lives. I'll go to the forest, at least I'll have something to eat there. So, Maya Mrigam, the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga are like animals controlled by the material energy and chasing illusion. So, Daitaya, out of mercy for them, Ipsitam, that was his real desire. The Lord appeared to be in order to give mercy to the fallen souls. Krishna prema pradayate, to give love for Krishna to the forgotten, lost souls of Kali Yuga. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Andhatavad, he's chasing after them. As Ramchandra was chasing after the deer, illusory deer, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chasing after the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. Jeev Jago, Govra Chandra Govra. Kota Nidra Maya, Jao Maya Pisa Shiva Kali. How long will you go on sleeping on the lap of this witch, Maya? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is canvassing. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You're sleeping, and not only sleeping, but you're sleeping on the lap of a witch. What is your position? Wake up, wake up. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. So the same Lord Ramchandra, who appeared and performed his pastimes as Marjada Purushottam, appears in Kali Yuga as Prema Purushottam, the personality of Godhead who is most liberally distributing love for Krishna, Krishna Prema Pradayate. So the Sankirtan movement is meant for satisfying this desire, Ipsita, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be merciful to the conditioned souls. That's our real purpose. Sri Prabhupada also showed that example. He also had his family life, but he gave it up for the not for his own convenience. He had a, you could say, peaceful life in Vrindavan, although that also is not so easy. But Prabhupada wasn't simply living peacefully in Vrindavan. He was thinking about how to spread Krishna consciousness to the world, especially to the English-speaking people. He's always thinking. Therefore, he was publishing Back to Godhead. He was going from to the tea stalls to distribute the magazine. He was typing at night, this Srimad Bhagavatam, going to the printer, going through so much trouble. You know how much trouble, even today, to get anything done in India is so much trouble. And what to speak of those days? It wasn't just pay the money and get the product. First, to get the money was so much trouble. And then to get paper and to get some work done by the printer and paying in installments and going through so much trouble to go from Vrindavan to Delhi and do the work and camp out there and then come back and then again go out. And getting typesetting done from your handwritten or typewritten manuscripts. So troublesome. Typesetting, proofreading. Still they'll make mistakes. Type will be upside down. Letters will be backwards. So hard to get things right. And with great difficulty, Prabhupada got those three books published, first canto, three volumes. And then he didn't think, well, now I've got my books published, so I've done what was asked. Now to distribute the books, he especially went to America to preach the message of Srimad Bhagavatam as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada set that example. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka purusha purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sri Vatavi Kripam Bhutaya Tamaham Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful that he came to teach knowledge and detachment and bhakti yoga. This will be the result of bhakti yoga. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayavitaka. When we sincerely and seriously follow the process of bhakti yoga, then knowledge will follow and detachment will follow automatically. Ashu, quickly. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayavitaka. So, as Srila Prabhupada desired to carry out the order of his spiritual master, so we also desire to carry out the desire of Srila Prabhupada, especially by distributing this transcendental literature and spreading the Krishna consciousness movement to everyone. It's not only for the some section for the Indians only. It's for everyone. For the Africans, for everyone. It's not to be limited that this is only for the Indians. They're the only ones who can understand it. They're the only ones with the culture. First of all, so many Indians will not understand it. They'll go to their Hindu mandir and they'll worship so many gods. And they'll have no interest in following the orders Krishna gives. Krishna orders, sarvadharman pratyacha, mam ekam sharanam praja. And they'll say, no sir, there are so many gods. What about Lord Shiva? What about Durga? What about Kali? What about Ganesh? What about this? What about that? No, you're teaching the wrong thing. And they'll follow their so-called Hindu dharma and neglect the orders of Krishna. And they'll say, yes, I know. But still, out of the Indians, some will be interested and they'll be attracted to the serious devotional service of the Lord. But anyway, the Indians are what? 5%, 10%, 20% of the population. Maybe in Africa, South Africa, it's a little more, 20 or 30. What's the percentage?
I think it's a million.
Hmm?
The million?
No, percentage.
Okay, less than five.
Less than five.
Less than five.
So not even 20%, in illusion. 5%. And if we simply confine ourselves to 5%, then we're fools. Anyone, you're marketing a product and you decide to market to 5% of the population and ignore the 95% of the market. What is that? And we've seen practically that the African people are very interested in Krishna consciousness. As soon as it's something about God, they're interested. And they're very open. They don't have to worry about what about Lord Shiva and what about Ganesh and what about this and what about that. You present Krishna, and Krishna is naturally attractive. And as with everyone, some will be not interested, and so many will be interested. And they'll become very nice devotees and spread Krishna consciousness more and more. We're not meant to be cooped up with a small, small group. It's meant for everyone. And what is our method? Our method is very simple. Chanting, dancing, prasadam, and philosophy. That's our program. Kirtan will attract everyone. And kirtan is our essential program. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatira Nita. In Kali Yuga, there's no other method. This is the method. Hari Sankirtan. Hare Nama. And everyone will be attracted right away. And along with kirtan, we have prasadam. Our distribution of prasadam is not simply a mundane philanthropic activity. We're not interested in just feeding the poor like so many philanthropic organizations. The Prabhupada said, we're not meant for poor feeding. We distribute prasadam to everyone, rich, poor, or in the middle. Everyone is poor. The rich man is also poor when he's lacking Krishna consciousness. And therefore, we want to distribute prasadam to everyone. Rich, poor, the uneducated, so-called educated. And not just distributing prasadam, but prasadam and kirtan together. And along with the... Okay. It belongs to someone, whoever it belongs to, find it. Nice ring. And along with kirtan and prasadam, books. Because our movement is based on our books. Books are the basis of everything. The books distinguish us from so many other flim-flam sentimental movements where it's all rubbish. There's no substantial understanding. We have such a treasure of books, and by understanding the books, we can understand what is Krishna, what is the science of Krishna, how to act in Krishna consciousness, how to go back to Godhead. The books are for everyone. It's not that only, again, the Indians will understand. Therefore, we published in Kosa. We published in Zulu and Swahili and Spanish and French. In Kosa, we've also published one book. Now another book should be coming in Kosa. The books are not for keeping in our warehouse in Durban. That's not why we've published these books. They're meant for distribution. We had that experience. We published teachings of Lord Chaitanya in New York, and then they were basically sitting. because no one knew how to distribute them. This was 1968. How do you distribute books? You go to the bookstore and you ask the bookseller, please take some books. And he takes two or five books. But how do you distribute thousands of books? No one knew. And Prabhupada was pushing that you have all these books and they're simply sitting. What are you doing? And gradually the devotees figured out how to distribute the books. Mainly just by their desire. They got some hints from Prabhupada that go out on kirtan, and when you go out chanting Hare Krishna, then take the books and ask people, take a book and give a contribution. Devotees thought it was impossible. They were distributing back to Godhead. Prabhupada had said every gentleman will give a quarter, 25 cents. That was a big deal. That was something new. So devotees would go out with the back to Godhead, they would distribute. Some people would take, some people wouldn't. That was already, things were moving forward, they were getting money, they were distributing Krishna's message, people were taking. But now Prabhupada said, take the books also. A book costs $5. How do you get someone to pay $5? That was a great mystery. Anyway, devotees began taking the books. Someone would take now and then. And gradually, by trying, the devotees cracked it. They figured out how to go out and distribute first 5 books, then 10 books, then devotees would distribute 100 books in a day, 150 books in a day. Huge quantities of books were going out. That's all. And then when you distribute books, your every problem is solved. Whatever personal problem you have is solved because you're busy distributing books and you can't think about it. Your attention is elsewhere. Your attention is distributing these books for the benefit of others, and your own problems you don't have time to think about. You're thinking about Krishna, so you don't have time to think about Maya. Not only no time, but Yaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhikar. Because you're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Maya doesn't have access. No in for Maya. She can't go because there's light. Darkness can't enter. So our personal problems go away. Any politics recedes into the background because we don't have time for politics either. And if there's a financial problem, that goes away because we're distributing books and people are giving money. Swetadeep Prabhu was telling me, he was on Padayatra in India, and they had no money. They were traveling from place to place, and there were vehicles, and there were people to feed, and there were so many expenses. And there was no money, and they kept having to call Delhi or write to Delhi and say, please send us some more money. We're out here in the, you know, Highway 20 or whatever it is, and there's no money. We're running out. And at some point, they began distributing books. And then all the money problems went away. They got so much money, they were sending book money to Delhi. That's the other side. Prabhupada said that he'd hatched a transcendental scheme by which to distribute Krishna consciousness and fund all of our activities also. I've seen this also in my personal experience in so many ways, that we're in places where we were practically, you know, in the winter turning off the heaters because they cost too much money. And after Sankirtan was going and book distribution was going, we had so much money that we were looking at buying a new building for $1.5 million. So we get rid of our personal problems, we get money, we distribute the message of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the conditioned souls. We start solving their problems. Then they start coming forward to join the Sankirtan movement and become devotees. And then they go out and distribute more books and do more Sankirtan. That's called Anandam Buddhi Bhargava. the ocean of bliss that increases. And we become, the more Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam means, the people who get the books become happy, people who distribute the books become happy, people who publish the books become happy. And Krishna becomes happy. This is our, Prabhupada said many times that this he learned from his Guru Maharaj, that if you ever get money, print books, print books, print books. And Prabhupada was whipping us, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. It's not limited that you have to be a brahmachari, you have to be living in the temple, you have to be 25 years or younger. Everyone can take part. In some of our temple in this Silicon Valley, where Vaisheshika Prabhu, my godbrother, is there, he's very, very, very enthusiastic for distributing books. And his whole congregation is busy. They're all software engineers, not all, so many are software engineers because it's Silicon Valley. So they're busy with their family life and with their jobs and everything. But they love distributing books. They go out on the weekends, they go out on holidays, they go out in the evenings, and they go door to door, house to house, store to store, place to place, distributing books. And old people are distributing books, children are distributing books. They even had a little carrier on the back of the dog. The dog was distributing books. Now, the book distribution is, Prabhupada was how many years old when he first came to America? 68, 69. And he was distributing books, going from place to place to distribute his books. So there's no restriction, nothing about age, nothing about this person can, this person can't. Everyone can. And the more we do, the more our Krishna consciousness movement will spread. We have to get these Khosa books here. I think at the Rath Yatra we'll get a load of Khosa books. Keep them with you. Everyone can keep some of these books. And how many people do you meet in the course of the day? Doesn't matter. You're going to an office, or you're buying vegetables, or you're any place. Wherever you go, if you always have a book, and you're always ready, that here, take a book, take a book, take a book. These Khosa books are not expensive at all. They're little small books. Anyone can take one. And take whatever people want to give, you know. Some people will give more, some people will give less. We don't have to give them away for free. It's not that. Prabhupada actually didn't really want us to do that, because then you don't know who's interested and who's not. But someone should give something. Doesn't matter, a lot, a little. From their heart, they should give something. That will benefit them. They'll be purified. And you'll get some money for reprinting, for printing more books. And you'll know this person, Prabhupada said, he'll say later that, all right, anyway, I paid money for him for it. Let me see what it is. And I paid for it. You have that sometimes. You pay for something, you say, well, I might as well use it. I paid for it. But I paid for the book. All right, let me read it. That was Prabhupada's. We may subsidize and give for less, but something people should give. That way they're becoming purified. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he asked people for a contribution, he says, it will help you understand the book. And it's true. Because they gave something, it helps them. It's their sukriti, it's their contribution, their devotional service. Plus, we save it from being spent on so much rubbish. However much money they gave you for the book, that much money won't be spent on beer and cigarettes or
Maya.
So this is our movement. To Lord Ramchandra also, he had some mission. And he engaged some monkeys only. On Ravana's side, there were all big generals. Kumbhakarna was there, and so many big men, and they were all equipped with the best artillery. And Lord Ramchandra recruited some monkeys, some bears. But and their mission was practically impossible. They had to cross the ocean. First thing, they had to cross the ocean to get to Lanka, and then fight against such tremendous opposition. But by the grace of Lord Ramchandra, everything became possible. By the holy name of Lord Ram, the boulders were floating as a bridge, and the monkeys defeated the biggest, most powerful materialists, because they were working under the direction of Lord Ramchandra. So everything was possible. So we may not be super qualified, we may not be great preachers, we may not be whatever it is, great salesmen or great, you may be timid or whatever, whatever your objection might be there, whatever hesitation, cause of hesitation might be there. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever effort we give, some result will be there. We'll be surprised how much can happen. Prabhupada himself started this movement with a batch of monkeys, actually. And it spread all over the world. So, please take it very seriously. We have so many books in English and Kosa and other languages. And this should be our theme. Prabhupada said our centers are places from which we distribute our books. And read them also. When we read them, we'll get the enthusiasm to distribute them. Otherwise, if we don't read them, why, you know, it's just a commodity. But when we read it, then we become inspired and we think, others should have this. Why am I only the only person reading this book? They should also read this book. It overflows. So we can read these books and distribute these books for others to read. And then everything grows. You'll see beyond expectation. You'll get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more and more mercy of Srila Prabhupada, more and more. More and more ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, and contagious ecstasy, so that others will also come. Let me, what are you guys enjoying? Let me find out. Just by your transcendental happiness, others will be attracted, and they'll want to become happy like this also. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Guru Maharaj, it means, it seems to me that the duty of every devotee, Krishna devotee, has a task to do the preaching work to everywhere in the world. Because really, as I see that, seemingly, I don't know how we have lost the trend. The devotees of Krishna, that we only come to the ashram and do the sankirtana and have the prasadam and go home. And no one is thinking about book distribution.
That's easy to fix. Everyone can pick it up. Whether we're missing the thread or just forgetting or preoccupied with other things or we need to be reminded, or there needs to be a little organization. Whatever it is, it can be quickly. Book distribution is not a difficult thing. It can quickly be taken up. All it requires is our willingness, our enthusiasm, and some association among devotees to encourage one another. We may go in teams, two or three devotees together. It's a lot of fun, actually. You take two or three devotees, take your kids, go out, someplace and distribute some books, an hour, half an hour, 2 hours, and you'll enjoy it, actually. Material things that we do for enjoyment are not actually so enjoyable. They're not really enjoyable. But this is real enjoyment. Actually, there's nothing more enjoyable than devotional service. Nothing is more enjoyable. And in devotional service, nothing is more ecstatic than bringing others, giving others the message of Krishna, bringing others to Krishna. So, I think next time I come, we'll see a big jump. I'm expecting by next time I come, there'll be a lot of advancement. Kadamba Kanana Maharaj comes here, he's a big organizer for distribution of literature. So I think you'll find it fun. Transcendentally fun. Transcendentally fun means enjoyable. And at the same time, very serious. We have a very serious goal. Prajakshavagamam dharmyam. To serve Krishna is enjoyable. Other things are only apparently enjoyable. This is where the real nectar is. Well, let's see if there's any other question you're welcome to ask. Okay. I think you have some announcements.